title of this mini podcast is Psychic. I've met some special people along the way who have uncanny abilities of knowing something without knowing how they know. That list includes everyone I've ever met. We are all psychic. When you have a flash of something that's about to happen or has happened, you may label it coincidence, a hunch, a feeling, a vibe, or something else. Some would call that experience psychic. Regardless of the label, how does it happen? I don't know the answer, but I do have a suspicion based on experience. Perhaps a story would be helpful. Years ago, I was a program director for a few radio stations and a consultant for a couple of others. There were lots of people who reported to me over the years. One day, while reflecting back on those days, it occurred to me that I never fired anyone I ever hired. I certainly had to let people go for a variety of reasons, but never anyone I ever hired. It wasn't out of loyalty that I kept these people on. They were truly earning their keep. How did I know who to hire? I also had the ability to know who was or wasn't performing well in other departments at the stations, departments I had no expertise with. At one station, they even sent the new salespeople to me and asked for my evaluation. Was I given some special gift? The answer is yes. It's the same gift we all have, the gift of attention. I didn't realize how I accessed this psychic ability until years later. It seems when you place your attention on another human being, you find out things about them without these things ever being vocalized. Reminds me of another story. I was conducting a seminar in Burlington, Vermont about 20 years ago and was greeting people in the room before the seminar began. I came upon these three young women who were clad in business attire. We were just exchanging hellos and pleasantries, and out of the blue I asked, "Is one of you a really good dancer?" Two of the women laughed, and the third one turned a bit red. I asked what was so funny. It turns out that one of the women danced at a topless nightclub. Her garb and her appearance were no different than her other two friends, so there was no obvious visual clue as to how I was clued in. If this were an isolated example, I would discount it. It happens frequently. Placing your attention on someone means that when you interact with them, whether in person, on the phone, Skype, Zoom, that you get out of the commentary in your head and place all of your attention on them for a time. You can always reel your attention back in. When you're all inside with your attention, you have to rely only on the facts. And we all know the facts only tell part of the story. If you want to go deeper than the headline, put your attention on the other person. When you interrupt the commentary in your head and place your attention over there, you have access to information you'd never get in a tit-for-tat conversation or just by judging the facts. If you have more insight into other humans than the average bear, I'd place a large bet that you're getting your attention off of you and onto them more often than not. It's easy enough to practice. You can do it with any interaction you're involved in. Just take a moment to stop evaluating what's going on in your head and place your attention on another. Listen and observe without judging or evaluating. With a little practice, you'll open up a conduit between you and them that allows other than conscious information to flow. And don't act too surprised if they express knowing something about you, too. The gift of attention attracts a wealth of information. It's another application of the ancient biblical phrase, "You get back what you give." All the best, John.